go back to the game two years ago against Champ Bailey. You obviously had a big game. What did you do in that game to, against Champ to have that success?
Get lucky. Not funny. Lucky. You know, you got to think about it. You take away one touchdown, the first one, because he failed. So we knock out that 50 yards. I think I caught another post where I was able to get free. And I think that was about, you know, maybe another 50 yards. And that was, I don't want to say luck, but I got open on that one. And everything else was sort of mediocre routes where you know, I was able to make some plays. But, man, big, much respect to Champ. He is the best man to ever wear a uniform, man, period. You know what I mean? Besides Deion. So, I mean, it goes without saying. You know, it's going to be an exciting week for me. I mean, it's an exciting week for him. It kind of puts myself in perspective where my game is as one of the elite receivers in the game. And, I mean, his game already speaks for itself. So, I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, whether you got lucky or not, I mean, you did put up those stats. Do you think that he's going to come out with a little extra because, you know, kind of trying to get a revenge? I don't know what the word is.
He doesn't need any extra. I mean, he's always the best in the game. What extra do you need? You know what I mean? All he has to do is come out and just play. All they have to do is just come out and just play. You got two of the best in the game, you know, getting ready to go, you know, head-to-head. So it's going to be exciting. I mean, I respect his game, man, to the fullest, man. And the funny thing is that I've been studying Champ since week one. This week I've taken every pass he's picked off, every pass he's knocked down, every pass that's been caught on him since week one, and I have it all on one tape, and I'm studying him to a T and trying to find a way to get it done.
How's that tape look?
It looks good, very good, and he doesn't get beat much.
Does it amaze you that he just doesn't get thrown too much, but he still has 8 interceptions?
Yeah, it does. And the thing, let me tell you, everybody says, well, why is Champ so good? There are two kind of corners in the NFL. You have corners that play not to get beat. That's your regular corners. They play not to get beat. And then you have Champ Bailey, who plays to make a play. Period. He's in a class of his own. Deion Sanders played the game to make a play. Everyone else plays the game not to get beat. Remember that quote. Always. It goes hand in hand. I don't care what any DB says. They play not to get beat, not to make plays. That's the difference.
Is there anybody else in the league that comes close to that? I mean, in terms of trying to make plays and right now?
His class? He's consistent year in and year out, year in, year out. Name another defensive back in the NFL who was consistent year in and year out. Please.
Your buddy D'Angelo is pretty good, isn't he?
Year in and year out, not 2 years in the league. Year in and year out.
Hey, Chad, those shoes they wouldn't let you wear on Monday night?
Yeah.
They one of the reporters held them up. Did I see a picture of Champ on there?
I don't think so.
Chad, can you just talk about the magnitude of this game, not just your matchup, but obviously with the implications?
This is a very, very important game. Very important game for both sides. For both sides. So, man, it's like a do or die. Man, this is our season. This is our playoff hopes for both sides of the ball. I think we both have the same things at stake right now, is we both hold our own destiny. What's going to make this such an interesting game. So we got to go out and play ball on both sides.
Going back to Champ for a second, do you expect him to shadow you?
I would hope so. I would hope he would follow me throughout the whole game. I mean, if I went to the bench, I hope he went to the bench with me.
Do you know him at all off the field?
Yeah, of course. We're very close. I guess y'all haven't talked to him yet, huh?
No, not this week.
Yeah. We're very close, man. Very close.
Any talk? Did you guys talk this week? Will you talk this week?
Yeah, we will. We will. Probably later on in the week as it gets towards game time. I think we fly in early. We get in there early on Friday. You know, of course, I got to have that dinner with him, you know. So I didn't talk to him. I haven't talked to him much this year, you know, because we've been playing, but I've been looking forward to this matchup.
So no real trash talk between you two, it doesn't seem?
No, never.
So that's unusual for you because it seems like, you know, when you play another corner, you always have something up your sleeve. That's how much respect you have for him that you don't even try to get under his skin or anything like that?
Nah, there's one thing. how you explain it, but there are certain people you have such a high level of respect for, we're talking really not going to affect him anyway. I mean, what more can I say? I don't need to say anything because it's not going to affect him at all. He still won't come out and play the game. He's going to play, and I'm going to come out and play the game I'm going to play.
When did you guys first meet? You say you know him pretty well.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think either 4 years ago, Dion had sort of a receiver DB, you know, get together camp down in Texas, and then Champ was there, and I had a chance, you know, to go against Champ and get a feel for, you know, for his game a little bit, even though it wasn't during the season, it was an off season thing, and that's when I knew he was a real deal, you know, going against him there. And he can probably tell you about it. It might have been 3, maybe 4 years ago in the off season, so that's when I knew he was a real deal.
Pretty all star lineup at that camp?
Yeah. Some nice guys there. But him really being the best there, man, that's what really caught my attention, and I understood what all the talk was about how he was the greatest.
You guys have played a pretty tough schedule all year, especially on the road. You know, these guys lost a few at home. How tough is it to play in Denver compared to some of the other places?
Well, I've never been in Denver before, so I don't know. I don't know, and I think we played very well on the road, you know, this year, so I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like. Never been there.
What do you look at as far as their team and where they sit right now?
They're good. They're one of the better defenses in the league. Not only better defenses, but one of the better coached teams. As you know, Coach Lewis continues to reiterate over and over and over that they're one of the better coached teams, and they're not going to beat themselves.
This defense kind of went through a rough patch for 4 weeks. Looked like maybe they got it together a little bit against Arizona. Is that your take, that they're back to being where they were? What do you think of the defense as a whole right now?
Well, I'm not sure where they were because I haven't watched them previously until this point. I've just watched, you know, one individual, and that being Champ, while I'm studying, you know, tape. But now I can see them as a whole, and, you know, they look fine to me. I mean, they had a slump of 4 weeks. We had a slump of 4 weeks, and we both seem to have pulled out of it and seem to be peaking at the right time.
Marvin's consistently said that all the off-the-field stuff hasn't bothered the team. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Why would it? I mean, why would stuff happening off the field that doesn't affect anything during the game of play affect you anyway?
Is it just the nature of it? I mean, I guess my thinking is that people on the outside would always think that would bother guys in the locker room.
Why would it bother somebody else? It has nothing to do with that individual unless you are the individual who is in trouble. I mean, someone else getting in trouble alongside of you is not going to affect you in your play at all.
Chad, is Carson the same as he was, better than he was coming off the injury? Has he had to change his game at all, you think? Or
he hasn't had to change anything. I mean, he's fine. He's back healthy, back to 100%. I'm sure, and you know he's playing real well right now. I mean, we had a minor setback, of course, Monday night. You know, we didn't win, so other than that, we're good.